Okay, we'll go on to item number two, public input. Public comments on agenda items or flood planning issues are limited to 3 minutes each. The regional flood planning group is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The group cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. Is there any public input at this time? Any public input? Hearing none?
We have somebody in the chat box, Elise Fawcett. So apparently my mic was off and she wanted to make a public comment.
Okay.
I think she's up public.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm sorry, I missed. I thought my mic was on and said, yes, I'd like to speak. So apologies there. I am here as a resident in the Lower Brazos River area who has flooded five times between 2015 and 2019. And I have studied in some detail the very excellent report that was done by the HAF consulting firm with some modeling a few years ago. It correctly recognized that in that area, it's very flat. The Brazos River, Oyster Creek, and other streams interact during those flood events. I do want to express my concern about the lack of taking that approach with the proposed Dow Reservoir expansion. And I have spent probably a couple of hundred hours looking at that documentation. As my background, I chair an environmental management program at a state university and do have an engineering degree. In the Brazos River analysis there, the only change they bring into their modeling for the Brazos River itself is that they will have a pump taking out water to fill that reservoir, which will put a plug right in 2,000 acres surrounded by 40-foot tall walls. And from what I could see, there has been no real analysis in terms of where the water that will no longer be able to flow through that area and across that area will go. They look at sinks and sources and sinks within Oyster Creek, but then have no corresponding entries with respect to the Brazos River. So I just have concerns that with that in there, it's going to pretty much, lack of a better description, blow out of the water the excellent flooding analysis work that has been done that did not bring in or really consider that project. So just concerns with the flooding impacts from that having not been adequately analyzed and considered.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Are there any other public input or public comments at this time?